escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I have an article here called Seven Theories for Why Biden is Losing. Now, this comes via Real Clear Politics, but it's from, like, ultimately some sort of New York magazine called DNY something. And the person writing the article, you'll see where their slant is, okay? Because it starts with, it's not Joe Biden's poll numbers that worry me, exactly. So, they're a Joe Biden supporter. It's the denial of what's behind them. Among likely voters, Biden is trailing Donald Trump by 1 point in Wisconsin and 3 points in Pennsylvania. He's ahead by a point in Michigan. Sweeping those three states is one route to re-election, and they're within reach. Still, Biden is losing to Trump. This is a Biden supporter saying this. His path is narrowing. In 2020, Biden didn't just win Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. He also won Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. Now, he's behind in those states by 6 points, 9 points, and 13 points in the latest Time Siena poll. Have those states turned red? No. That is the same poll that finds Democrats leading in the Arizona and Nevada Senate races. Let's pause right there and acknowledge that, yes, that's true. The path to winning the Senate is a little bit harder than it should be for Republicans, according to the polls. It's a good map that's coming up for Republicans this year. But the polling is not suggesting that it's going to be a cakewalk. But with Donald Trump, the polling is way in his favor, much more than even Republicans running for Senate. So what's going on? The author continues, Biden, in other words, is continuing to run like a candidate who is winning rather than one who is losing. It's kind of a big acknowledgement. He and the Democrats need a theory of why he's trailing in the polls and what to do about it. Here are the most obvious answers. So this is what we're digging into here right at the top of the show, is acknowledging that right now Joe Biden seems to be losing this race. Are we okay with that premise?
Yeah, I think that's a solid premise right now.
Good, because I'm going to continue with that premise and read you all the reasons why this author, who is a political analyst, is saying Biden is losing and see if we agree. The first one is the polls are wrong. This appears to be, as he says here, this appears to be Biden's view that the polling data has been wrong all along. That's a quote from Biden to CNN last week. Axios reports that polling denial is pervasive in Biden's campaign. My question for you, is this true? Is the polling that off, Brad? You don't trust polling, so...
I don't. Well, I think polling is persuasive, not predictive. But I don't think that Biden can honestly say that the polls are off or wrong.
There are just too many of them, right?
There's too many of them, and even the ones that are most favorable to him are still within the margin of error.
And this has been his view. The author is right. He keeps saying, I don't believe those polls. And if you catch him off guard, mm-hmm. you know, he's walking to the helicopter or something, he'll say it. So when he's off script, he'll say, yeah, don't listen to that. I don't believe that. The polls are always wrong. But here's the thing that even this person acknowledges. The first is that it's false. Pundits predicted a red wave in 2022. Mm-hmm. The polls showed, though, that Republicans were not going to get a red wave, and they were right. So in 2022, for all of the predictions that were going on, the polling was actually closer in 2022 than in any cycle since apparently 1998. So if you're saying, hey, that was an example of everything being right, and it's the most recent one, then you'd have to say that going into this election, the polls seem to be favoring Donald Trump. What did Joe Biden have to say about this when we asked him whether the polling data was off?
My name's Joe Biden. I work for Kamala Harris. I asked her to be my vice president because I knew I needed somebody smarter than me.
Okay. Well, it's not totally relevant, but I guess it is an answer. The second reason is that it's the media's fault. This author says that this is one of the things that the Biden camp could be saying. As a member of the media, I've been hearing this one more often. Biden made the case himself at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Biden's making the case that the media is...
The media is off. They're not framing everything right for him. I kid you not. I'll read the quote. Biden said at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I'm sincerely not asking you to take sides.
But you kind of are.
But asking you, all friendly people basically in the room, to him, asking you to rise up to the seriousness of the moment, move past the horse race numbers and the gotcha moments and the distractions and the sideshows that have come to dominate and sensationalize our politics, and focus on what's actually at stake. That last phrase being key. Hey, remember whose side you're on. Focus on what's actually at stake.
Man, you want to talk about an ungrateful guy.
No kidding.
This media is doing everything they can to prop him up.
So you would disagree that the media is the problem
for
him?
Yeah, 1,000%. It's reality that's the problem for him.
Here's what he had to say.
The reason to do this is simple. Electric charging stations have to be as easy to find as a gas station. And that's what this will be. You're not going to have to worry about it. You're taking off and you're not going to be able to make it all across the country in one without having to figure something else out.
I don't know. Didn't really seem relevant there, Mr. President, but I guess it is an answer once again. Number three, it is a bad time to be an incumbent. So the problem is that he's the incumbent, Brad. And this author says, as my colleague Paul Krugman notes, by the way, Paul Krugman, personally, not a huge fan.
So is this writer saying this now?
The writer's saying, as my colleague notes, Biden is more popular than the leaders even of peer countries like Canada and Britain. So he's saying that it may just be a bad time to be an incumbent.
Yeah, but why? Let's get to the why. When it's a bad time to be an incumbent is whenever the incumbent is a bad leader. Whenever their performance is bad, then it's bad to be the one that's responsible for whatever is going on in the country.
Brad, you may be hitting on something. Joe Biden responds.
Imagine what we can do next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Four more years. Pause. Four more years.
By the way,
that never gets old.
All these clips that I'm playing aren't, this isn't the greatest hits of Joe Biden.
Well, it kind of is.
This is the last 30 days. This isn't like I'm pulling stuff from when he was a senator, right, or vice president, even during his whole presidency.
Not in that list is True International Pressure.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of corn pop that we glossed over here. This is just the last 4 weeks that we're pulling. Number four, voters are angry. And just again, these are reasons why Joe Biden may be losing is what we're going through. Voters are angry about rising prices and high interest rates. In the Times Siena poll, 21% of voters say the economy will drive their vote, and a number say inflation is their top issue. Prices are the most common explanation for Biden's troubles. But, he says, Democrats performed and polled well in 2022 when the economy was in worse shape, he says, than it is now. We'll talk about the economy next with Jonathan Honig, so stick around for that. But what do you think about this, Brad, that the reason that people are turning on Biden is the perceived negative economy, even though they didn't turn on him in 2022.
No, the economy is not better. It's still bad, and it's not getting better. It's not getting better. So in 2022, 2021, people are still ready to give him the benefit of the doubt of the pandemic and whatever the excuses that he came up with. I mean, he had a plethora of excuses, I mean, from Republicans to whatever. But it hasn't gotten any better. The stuff that he was doing, the Inflation Reduction Act, didn't reduce inflation. It actually made it worse. Stuff like that has continued to put pressure on people, and now people are like, no, you ain't the guy. This ain't right. It isn't getting better. My paycheck still doesn't go far enough. I feel like I should be making more money by now, and I'm not. Everything is still bad, and the pandemic is long gone.
I would add that I believe in 2022, voters did not connect a bad economy or inflation directly to Democrats, because Joe Biden wasn't on the ticket in 22.
It's true.
I do believe that they're connecting it to him now in 2024, and they weren't in 22. Joe Biden had this to say.
She's not only the only person receiving this medal. It's not the reason she's getting it, but it's because she's from Delaware, although I keep looking for it.
It's not really related to the economy there, Joe, but I guess, you know, it's a response. Number five, voters think Biden is too liberal. The Biden administration is worried about shoring up its left flank too much, particularly since the war in Gaza started. Agree?
Yeah, he is too liberal.
I agree with that one, too. Yeah, that's one that I think you could say they are definitely pandering to the far corners of the party in a moment when they should be moving to the middle.
I think strategically. Yeah, I think I mentioned this to you off air, but Joe Biden is like this weird, like traditional, I'm Scranton Joe, old man, you know, old school Democrat man. And that's the talk that he talks. And then, like he says with Israel, don't look at what I say, look at what I do. And then when you look at what he does, it's like very progressive, left-leaning stuff that people aren't ready for.
And people are seeing what he's doing more than what he's saying, because he's not really great at saying it. Here's what he had to say.
And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. And what happened was Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it. Well, poor mayor, he spent more time with me than he ever thought he's going to have to. God love you.
What? He was vice president during the pandemic?
That's what he said.
This one's making the rounds if you've heard it already. Sorry, we're just catching up. But this is all stuff, again, within the last 30 days that he said. Number six, we'll get through these real quick here, and we'll get to Jonathan Honig in just a minute. Democrats need to redefine Trump. Biden is not running against God, as Bernie Sanders put it. He's running against Donald Trump. So they haven't done a good enough job of defining Trump as a bad guy, Brad.
What else could they define him as? Like, what is left to say about him? I've heard him called everything. Like, the worst characters in history, he's been called.
Here's Joe Biden.
And by the way, I say to every young man thinking of getting married, marrying a family of five or more daughters. I did. My wife's the oldest of five sisters. You know why?
one of them will always love you. Not the same one. One of them is always be on your side. That's the biggest advantage of marrying into $5.
Okay, okay.
What?
And I saved the best for last, and so did they. And you maybe see where we're going here. You know, I've been saying, oh, here they're saying this, but here's what Joe Biden has to say. There's a point to all this. Number 7 is the last one on the list. Voters think Biden is too old. This is the one that worries me the most, the author says. Polls routinely find that majorities of as much as 70 to 80% think Biden is too old to be president. I think we finally got to the point. And I hate to say that that is really what may decide this election, because everything in me wants people to vote on policy. I desperately wish that this was a referendum on two presidents that we've both seen. Tulsi Gabbard said it the other day when Annie was interviewing her. And you can get that on the podcast if you missed that interview. That this is one of the only elections that we've ever seen that you actually have a record of 4 years and 4 years to compare. Yeah. And my desperate hope is that voters are going to do that. And it's not just the age thing that's going to decide this election. Because let's say it's not Joe Biden running. Let's say it's somebody else. I would hope that the policy carries the day.
Well, and the thing about it is, too, the stuff, things aren't bad in the country right now. They're not bad in the country because Joe Biden's old.
Correct.
They're bad because of the policy and the policymakers within the Biden administration. I don't know where you are at or how much policy Joe Biden's making. I'm at the spot where not a lot is my answer. So whenever you look at this, it's not, you couldn't replace Joe Biden with a younger person and then say, okay, everything would be working out better. No, the same policies would be in place. The same results would still be happening. It would just have a polished politician at the helm.
That's exactly right.
You've got to look at the policies.
That's exactly right. But this is the stuff that sticks.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Again, all this stuff is the last 30 days. So this is the stuff that people remember, and it really could cost Democrats the election. I just almost mourn the fact that we've gotten to get to this point where you have to have somebody who's so incapable of going out and sharing bad messaging. Like, they really have nothing even to run on, but you have a leader who is not even able to spin that bad messaging into something like good ones can. That's where we're at in America today. It is personality. These things absolutely do matter.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.